Reports say a group of American spies are aiding anti-government armed gangs in Syria. The New York Times is citing American officials and Arab intelligence officers in its report. The CIA agents reportedly are operating out of Turkey, helping anti-government groups in Syria. They've been in southern Turkey for several weeks now. The officers are providing intelligence to anti-Assad governments in order to help them decide what gang or gangs inside the country should get their weapons. These weapons range from automatic rifles and rocket-propelled grenades to anti-tank arsenal. What's more, the officials say, is that these weapons are bought and paid for by Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The arsenal is then smuggled into Syria, mostly across from Turkey, through obscure intermediaries. Washington recently categorically rejected the accusation of providing arms to Syrian opposition. Well, from London, I'm joined by Ammar Waghaf with the Syria Social Club. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Waghaf, about the case of CIA's involvement in Syria, how do you see it?
Well, I'm hardly surprised at all, in a sense. The Americans and the West in general, it seems that they are viewing the situation in Syria to be similar to the situation in Afghanistan in the late 70s and early 80s, where they have this Russian-backed government and they want to bring it down. So they launch Operation Cyclone, then provide the ground for the Mujahideen to come from all over the Arab and Islamic world to fight in Syria against this infidel government and provide them with small but effective weaponry like the anti-tank missiles, the Stinger missiles, and all the funding and equipment, communication equipment that they need to, you know, demoralize the Syrian army or then the Afghani army and win.
And it just, how serious can the situation in Syria get?
Well, it can get very serious in a sense, but there are differences between Syria and Afghanistan. A lot of Syrians know exactly what to expect should the armed groups who are affiliated with radical Islamic movements are to win. They've seen a taste of it in Al-Hula, where children were slain by these armed groups, and the Syrian army was accused immediately by the international community to have carried out the massacre, but actually it turned out later on that the families were pro-government, and there are even reports now, like the German newspaper, the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, citing that those families were actually of minority, belong to minorities. So, you know, people in Syria know exactly what is on the minds of those people, and they wouldn't want them to prevail. That's why we have seen a relatively coherent state in Syria so far in this conflict. You know, top officials did not defect. The Syrian army is still pretty much intact. The police forces, the security forces, the whole government is really working to the clock. The baccalaureate or A-level equivalent national exams were carried out very recently, relatively smooth. And people just go to their work every day.
And how do you assess the role of Syria's neighbours, especially Turkey, which everyone has been accusing of being double standard?
Turkey is not double standard. The Turkish government betted on the fall of the Syrian regime too soon. And in a sense, they thought, I think, let's try to be a little bit logical about this. A lot of people probably thought that the Syrian government would fall, just like what happened in Libya, in Tunisia, in Egypt. And everybody started to say, well, okay, if the Syrian government is going to fall, why don't I stick my nose into it and try to guarantee that the next government in Syria would be, carrying on or catering for my interests rather than the interests of other people. So everybody stuck their nose into it too early and betted, especially the Turks, on the rapid fall of the Syrian government. However, Turkey, on its own, has certain problems or internal issues that need to be considered. If they are seen to be collaborating with radical Islamic movements, then there is an issue in internal Turkish politics. The secular faction is not going to be happy about it. The Kurdish faction is not going to be happy about it if they are seen, or the current government in Turkey is seen to be collaborating right. with certain ethnic groups against others and so on and so forth.
Indeed. And of course, finally, how do you see the role of the United Nations? How effective has it been in contributing to solving the crisis in Syria?
Well, I don't think the United Nations have, or the majority of the nations of the United Nations, especially the Security Council, have the objective of ending the crisis in Syria on their mind. What a lot of them have instead is the objective of how to get rid of the current Syrian government. However, what we are seeing in the United Nations is the raise of the newly recognized or the recognition of raising powers of China, of Russia, of the entire BRICS bloc, really. Those who have all the finances in the world or the production capacity in the world or the resources in the world, and they are increasingly having more say in international politics. I think that is a very great shift that is that we are witnessing now and all through the Syrian crisis.
Indeed. All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Ammar Waqaf with the Syria Social Club from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.